Welcome to Career Tools. This week, how to use technology to facilitate building relationships. The questions this cast answers are, can I use technology to build relationships? Why don't emails build relationships? And what's wrong with auto emails? Have you had a sudden resignation of a team member? January is the top month for resignations as everybody comes back to work and vows new year, new job. If you're worrying about how you're going to cope, we have plenty of resources to help you. The latest iteration of our hiring guidance is Mark's book, The Effective Hiring Manager. It's perfect for those of us who like to take notes, use post-its, and read the same page over and over. It'll tell you everything you need to know from when you get the resignation all the way through to having an effective new team member. We've spent the last 15 years of managed tools and career tools saying you can't build relationships using technology. You can't build a relationship over Skype or email or Slack or whatever else they're going to invent. And that's completely true. We are not changing our mind on that. But what we can use technology to do is facilitate the building of relationships to help us do that. And if that sounds like a distinction without a difference, then listen on and we're going to tell you exactly how that is different.
Absolutely. So in today's cast, we're going to talk about first, don't use technology to build relationships. Then using Control-Shift-K, using technology rather than building the relationships as a reminder, and using technology as a time saver.
Okay. So to be clear, although we will say later that you can use technology to help you be in regular contact with someone, remember the names of their family members, find time for relationships, we are not saying that you can use technology as a communication medium to build relationships. So if you hear nothing else in this cast, get this, automate systems, not relationships. And that's what we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking about systems and not how to use technology in the systems piece and automate systems, not trying to automate relationships because you just can't do it.
Absolutely. Like, for example, let's take email. Email doesn't build relationships, period, right? There's no debate about the fact that email doesn't build relationships. Rather, it's transactional. It's about the task at hand. It's not relational. Even if you're sending jokes or kudos or congratulations, all of which things we would agree are absolutely positive messaging, you're not building the relationships. For relationships to form, you need more than transaction, right? More than just words on a page. You need to actually talk to people, to interact with them. So, for example, the bank, right? You would send an email to somebody to move money from your checking account to your savings account. You send an email, you get something done. But let's say a few months later, you do that same thing, right? You move money checking to savings. You do the same thing. The person replies, you have another transaction. Is there any doubt in our minds that you're not developing a relationship? You're talking to that same person, right? I talk in air quotes. We're talking to each other.
I've had several interactions with this one email, except there is no interaction. There's a please do this. Yes, it's done. And that's it. And for all you know, and I happen to know this is true sometimes, everybody in the team that answers those emails all reply with the same name. It's not their name. Yeah. They all reply with the same name. So you think, oh, I talk to Benjamin every single time. Like, Benjamin's my mate. No, he's not. First of all, it's probably not Benjamin. And he doesn't know you from any other person, right? But if you do the same thing at the bank, if you walk into the bank, now I know most of us don't go into banks, but just bear with us for a second.
Remember when we did.
Yeah, right. So imagine you go into the bank and this Benjamin's there and you say, hey, can you move some money from my checking to my savings account? And while they're doing that, you say something about the weather or the game last night or, oh, it's really busy in here today or, oh, it's really slow. You know, just the kind of small talk that you make, right? It only takes a minute But there is something more to that interaction than there would have been if you had just emailed, right? And the next time you go into the bank, you know, maybe they said, oh, it's been raining for days. I look forward to the sun. And then you come in the next time and it's the same periodicity, right? It might be several months later, but you remember the guy and you say, oh, yeah, I remember you saying you like the sunshine. How's today for you, right? And
Are those new glasses?
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah. Oh, you've changed your uniforms. I always go to Apple. I'm like, you've got different t-shirts on. And they're all like, how often do you come in here to know that?
How do you know that?
Yeah. So it's only a minute, but like those exchanges of thoughts, of feelings, of something other than please move my money is what develops the relationship. And so, you know, the person that you go and see, even if on the regular is like every 3 months, that you still have more of a relationship with that person than someone you would have emailed the same transaction to over time. So hopefully that's a good example for you of why you can't build relationships. The difference between a relationship you have with someone who you email and someone who you actually see in person and have a conversation with. It's the personal and the interstitial, it's the bits in between that make the relationship, not the content of the email, which is the transaction.
Right. It's getting things done. Exactly. And I can't be the only person that in email hesitates to ask people, how are you?
Yes.
Because then you're like, well, then they're going to feel obligated to reply, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Right. And you still haven't learned anything about each other.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. The Benjamin you talked to over email is very different than the Benjamin you saw at the bank, right? And while we're here, we might as well extrapolate this to instant messaging, texting, really basically any form of written communication that you use. It's not just email. You may have, for example, on your Slack channel or on your text messages, it's a bit more relaxed. It's more casual. We use more jokes, emojis, shorter language that feels different and more personable potentially. But we'll wager it's still not the kind of conversation that you'd have with somebody if you were speaking to them on the phone, right? Or that you were in person. It's just, it's still a different kind of relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. So how you make contact with someone in any one instance depends on your relationships, your goals for the relationship, how you've been in contact before. But if you want to get to know someone better, if you want a deeper relationship, it has to be one of the what they call synchronous methods. So a synchronous method is where both of you are in the conversation at the same time. Asynchronous is like email, where one person sends something and at some other time somebody sends something back. So it has to be a synchronous method, in person, by phone, by video. If you're okay with the depth of your relationship, then email is okay. And we're not saying, you know, when there's somebody new in a team that you're working with, you have to have everything has to be a phone call, like, and you're phoning them 20 times a day. That's, you know, that's not how business works. But there has to be some of that personal interaction. And also remember, all things decay. So if you used to have a great relationship with somebody who sat near you in the office and now you only email, your relationship will be decaying. It will becoming less than it was because you're not having the same interaction. And so you need to put more effort in to keep that. It's like, right. You know, everybody, whenever somebody leaves an office, everybody's like, oh, we're really going to miss you and we should keep in touch. And we never do, right? Because the moment you're out of sight and the interaction is just email or just text messages, it just starts to decay.
It absolutely does. It actually, an example of my relationship deficiencies that I'll share with the audience. This literally happened to me in December. I was having a conversation with somebody and they said, oh, I talked to that person. They said that you hate them. And I was blown away. I was like, what? We know each other so well. We are such good friends. We communicate all the time. I had no idea. But the other party in the relationship was under the impression that I disliked them greatly. And I was blown away. And it 110% has to do with, just as you said, Wendy, the fact that things decay. We got busy, didn't talk, like physically, like over the phone, we didn't see each other in person. And it was just some transactional over email a couple of times. And it went from a place where we are really close and we see eye to eye to a place where they actually thought that I disliked them. So then I have to play relationship backpedal, not taking into mind the decay factor, you know?
I've told this story before. I worked for a company where there was a transition between systems, and we were recruiting. So we had like 5,000 or 6,000 jobs that we were recruiting for. And when we transferred to the new system, a lot of them got out of sync and they were in the wrong place. So we were getting hundreds of emails from the people out in the field saying, please, can you correct this? Please, can you correct this? And I would just send a note back that said, done. And we'd been doing it for about 3 weeks. And somebody called and said, hey, can I speak to Wendy? And I'm like, yes, you can speak to me. And she asked me a bunch of questions. And I said, oh, you know what? Because she was on a company site. I was like, you know what? Go up to the guardhouse and ask for Robin and tell her I sent you, and tell her this, this, and this, and you'll be fine. She'll sort you out. And the girl said to me, you know, they told me you'd be nice, but I didn't think so from your emails.
Right.
And I was like, I'm nice. I was just being efficient. But yeah, she didn't get that from email.
That's the thing. We all read words in a tone. People can't tell your tone. They're making it up. It's like when you get that email and somebody writes a sentence with a smiley face and you think to yourself, well, isn't that sarcastic and snarky?
Exactly.
They were really smiling.
Yes.
They were smiling when they typed it. That's why they put a smile. Like it's, yeah, you can't transmit your message with words. You can't build relationship with typing. If you've not heard, we'll be making our first ever trip to Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, February 11th and 12th, 2020, with our Effective Manager and Effective Communicator conferences. Register today on our website at manager-tools.com/training.
Okay, so let's go to what we can do with technology, because we have it. We might as well use it, right? So the first thing is use Control-Shift-K. So Control-Shift-K, we'll tell you in a minute, is an Outlook shortcut for creating a repeating task. And it's a shortcut for be in touch with people at regular intervals. So that's why this section is called this. So you can use the technology to tell you when you've been out of touch with someone for a while and to remind you to do it. Because I think we can agree that, as you said, relationships require communication. That you have to be in communication, and there has to be interactions between you. So there's somebody on my Facebook. I have like 20 friends on Facebook. I'm a like Facebook nobody. But one
you're the only person that has fewer than me.
Yeah.
You're the only person.
And two of them are sadly passed, and one of them's a teddy bear. So, you know, I actually only have 17. But one of my Facebook friends, in inverted commas, in air quotes, is a guy that I worked with 20 years ago, and he sent me a message, and I was obviously in a good mood, and I friend accepted him. But we have not talked for 20 years. Like, I mean, I could, I guess, go look at his Facebook profile now, we're friends, and see what he's doing. But I don't go on Facebook that much to have right? time to go look. You know, we haven't been in communication, therefore we are not actually friends, even if Facebook says they are. Now, some, you know, the frequency and the type of communication you want to be in with people, with if you think of all of the people you know, is different. Clearly, you talk to your boss and your peers and your family every day. Maybe, you know, if I actually still lived in England and I wanted to talk to this guy about whatever he did, IT something, I might only be in touch with him once every 6 months or, you know, but in order to make sure that I communicate as frequently as I want to, I can use technology to remind me. The actual communication I have to do myself, but we can use technology as a reminder.
Absolutely. This is really, I think, impactful, important for the D's and C's out there. It doesn't occur to us to talk to people without having reason. And just remember, if you only go to folks when you have reason, then it becomes transactional, right? So using the Control-Shift-K, again, as Wendy said, the Microsoft Outlook shortcut for creating the recurring task. Mark's talked about this previously in the How to Build a Network cast. So here's the description of how Control-Shift-K actually works. To remind you, to build that relationship using, again, technology to remind you. So the one thing that Mark does use to make network maintenance pretty trivial, simplistic, easy, is that when he meets somebody new, he gets their contact information and it goes into Outlook. Once they're entered in his contacts in Outlook, he sets up a recurring task to stay in touch with the person. So in Outlook, the keyboard shortcut is Control-Shift-K to call up a blank task, and then Control-G to set it up at a regular recurring interval. So Mark usually starts his reach outs at quarterly. Some of us do it around major holidays, things like that. But quarterly is a good place to start so that when he opens Outlook and up pop all these reminders of people that he hasn't been in touch with in the last quarter, to remind him at some point during the day, give them a call, send them an email, a quick text message. Hey, how are you? Do you have time for a chat? Even I don't know, setting up a lunch with that person, things like that.
Yeah. And if you think about it, if you set the minimum as once every 6 months, and there's 356 days in a year, that's 150 people you can be in touch with at that rate, right? Which is a lot of people. Yeah. So Control-Shift-K is really useful in reminding us that it's time to make contact with someone. And one way is to send an email. A personal email, though, that isn't transactional, like, hey, I was thinking of you, or hey, I saw this article and it made me remember that you were waiting for approval for this thing from the FDA, or hey, I'm going to be in your town next week. Do you want? Are you free for coffee? Right? You can use email as the kind of the starter for that contact, right? And the task focused amongst us, the D's and C's, may take the instruction to create recurring tasks to keep in touch with people one step further. I can imagine people doing this. If you can automate the reminder, you can automate the email too, right?
Yes.
Like you would have a spreadsheet. It would just merge
right, Benjamin,
things.
Sure.
Yeah, right. We want to be more productive, and what's more productive than automating a regular task, right?
Exactly.
But the problem with this is that people could tell when you send an automated message. So I recently read that 75% of some people that were surveyed from Britain know that when a hotel website says only 3 rooms left, it's a marketing ploy. So the majority...
Oh, they know that's not true.
Yeah, the vast majority of ordinary people know that that's not true.
Right.
And in the same way, when a big company sends us an email with our name at the top, and even if it says from Benjamin, we know that it came from the marketing department. You know, they just sent 100,000 of those out, not one to me.
Right.
Especially when it says hi, and then there's like customer number 4573. And
you're just right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, right. Thanks, bud.
That kind of went wrong.
Exactly. You're like, haha, funny.
So we are smart enough to recognize a form email, even when our name's added at the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for myself, guys, again, as a really task-focused person, I will typically have what we use the technology of text expander, but I have a text expander to give me basically, I want to say the cookie cutter or the shell of the message. I just paste that in and then I've got some of the words I want, but not all of the words. So I end up backspacing and adding and completely changing it. But it gives me that first, I want to say that first stab at.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a blank page.
Right, exactly. Like, it just gives me that first stab at, like, rather than, because I know I've been guilty of this before, like, searching, okay, well, what did I say to this person last time? Or what did I say to another? And it feels more difficult than it needs to be.
And if you are allowed to download software onto your computer, use Text Expander. It will change your life. Just Google Text Expander. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
So, yeah. Control-Shift-K says, be in contact or get in contact. It doesn't create the contact. If you're going to send an email, it has to be something that you actually wrote for this person at this time on this occasion. It can be a template, but it has to be personalized by hand, as it were, or by brain and fingers for it to be meaningful.
Right, right. Otherwise, it's going to do the exact opposite.
Yes, exactly. You know, like, I do know several people who send like quarterly emails that are just, and I just know the way it's written is it's, you do that. That's everybody in your network you just send an email to. You don't really expect a response from me. You just, you know, like your task thing said, send everybody an email, and you did.
Right. And you did. Yay. Yay for you.
Makes me feel like I'm one of millions, you know.
Exactly. Thank you. I feel like everybody else. This is wonderful. All right. So then using technology as a reminder. Technology can be used to remind you it's time to be in touch. It can also be used to remind you of important people, important events in your contacts' lives. I know many of my contacts, even my friends, I have got their birthdays, things like that, anniversaries. At Manager Tools, we have everybody's start date, like their MT anniversary, things like that, that can remind you of those types of things. The contact section of your phone almost certainly has a space for notes, right? So when you're looking at your contact, write in there things that you find out or you know about a person. Surely you're going to forget. So things like their spouse's name, their children's name, birthdays, anniversaries, start dates, that type of information that you don't want to forget, you can use those things as an excuse to reach out.
Yeah. Or you can make it more personal, right?
Exactly.
Rather than saying, how's your wife's new job or how are the kids? You can say, how's Joe's new job or how are Julian and Stephanie or whatever the kids' names are. One other thing I was, Mark sent me a contact last week because he wanted me to email someone. And I noticed he also had the children's ages in there.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, he can say, he knows kind of where they are in school. Like the school age, like when he put that note in here, they were 11. So in the UK, they would have been going to secondary school. So you might say, how's he enjoying it in big school? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It put some thought, it put some care into it. And some people, and I hear this a lot in our public conference events, people who say, well, if you can't remember their wife's name or their kid's name, it's not a genuine relationship and that's not real. Now, guys, honestly, for your close friends, your family, you need to remember that information. Obviously, you're going to remember that information. It's in your face constantly. How could you not remember it? But for those in your network, it's better to rely on technology to remember someone's spouse's name than to constantly say to them, oh, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the name of your spouse. Oh, what was your spouse's name again? Oh, I'm sorry. I've forgotten your wife's name. What is it? Because that just looks like you don't care, right? If you're going to keep asking, then it looks like you don't care enough to remember the first time.
Yeah. And remembering is kind of a subjective thing, right? When we say remembering, we think of it has to be remembering in my brain. But, you know, most of us also know that we don't have great memories. And if you don't have a great memory, outsource remembering to your contacts list where you can make notes. I think that's fair.
I think almost all of us at one point in time have caught themselves calling someone's spouse or child a name. And 3 seconds later in our brains being like, oh, crap, was that really their name?
Yeah, was that really?
Was that their name? Because I think that was their name. Was that their name? And it just makes you crazy. And you can't even hold the rest of the conversation, right?
Because you're wondering.
You're probably right, but you don't know if you're right. And how are you going to find out? Because now you don't have a repository. So save yourself the hassle, right? Save yourself the hassle. It shows people you care.
Yeah. I also make notes if someone says, oh, I'm going on vacation, or the children are having an event, or, you know, something's happening. Because then the next time I talk to that person, I want to remember to ask, oh, how was your vacation? And I know I won't remember because it doesn't mean anything to me. And I have had enough time remembering things that do mean something to me, let alone things that don't. So, you know, I outsource remembering to my notes.
I completely agree.
So the last hint we have is, or the last guidance we have is, use technology as a time saver. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So technology is a time saver if you have it set up right. We just talked about Text Expander. My Text Expander sends me a thing every month and says, you've saved 25 hours. I smile.
That's
happily,
awesome. I love that. Right?
So I know it saves me time. And because it saves me time, on the transactional stuff, on the stuff where I'm typing or whatever, it gives me more time to do the people stuff that the technology can't do, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, how many times have I get invited to lunch all the time by people, but how many times have you been like, I don't feel like I have enough time to go for lunch or to take this break, or I'm too busy. I don't have time to send that person an email or to phone them, or you're looking for those opportunities to save time on the work. Use your technology to do it, right? Just use it in the right places to enable you to have those opportunities, the time to go for lunch or to have a coffee and to make the actual connections and nurture those connections.
Yeah, we're not saying that technology is a terrible thing. We're just saying you can't build a relationship with technology. But you can build relationships if you have the time.
Absolutely, if you have the time, right? Mm-hmm.
So we'll say this thing. I actually don't know where I read it. I think I read it somewhere, but it's a nice bon mot for remembering this cast, which is automate systems, not relationships. Just we said at the beginning, we'll say at the end. It's a really nice, like, quick reminder of that. Mm-hmm. And technology has its place in giving us more time, in helping us remember information about people. It doesn't do the relationship building for us. So remember, automate systems, not relationships.
Yes, agreed.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.